Well, I mean, I think especially the veteran players, they've heard a lot of things and been a part of a lot of different defensive schemes. So I think that helps a little bit, you know, and change is nothing new to these guys. I think the thing we're trying to do is we're trying to bring a different culture in the way that we go about playing defense. We're going to be attacking, aggressive, and try to be as physical as we can.
Guys, every guy that I've asked on the team, they all say you're kind of high energy. Is that always been your, you know, kind of a caffeinated personality?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a caffeinated personality or not, but, you know, I enjoy coaching. I love football, and I don't think you can play defensive football with your hands in your pocket. So, you know, we're going to get after it. We're going to be enthusiastic. We're going to enjoy what we're doing, and we're going to take pride in it.
How does this team has really struggled in the turnover department the last few years, and that's something that – how do you coach turnovers?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got to put guys in the right position to give them a chance to be successful, and then we got to emphasize it. I was a part of a team that had 39 takeaways in 1 year, and we won the Super Bowl, and it was because defensively we lived it every day, and I think you can see in practice the way we're practicing and – trying to take the ball away, and anytime the ball's on the ground, we treat it just like a takeaway. And it's all about creating habits, and we got to create those good habits.
What are the strengths that you've seen so far?
Well, I think the fact that the guys are working so hard has been really good. I think our secondary is one of our strengths of our team. You know, obviously, it's great to have Champ Bailey back, and the fact that we can kind of match up and do some of those things. Vaughn Miller, you know, he'll be an athletic guy that we can use in different ways. So I think overall, I mean, I think we got a lot of work to do, but I think we got some pieces to work with.
Got some new pieces there, the D-line just, I guess, today that I'm sure you can't, I haven't even been able to see them.
Yeah, well.
Anything yet, but how is that kind of that position evolving, especially there at the tackle, which obviously has been a lot of discussion.
Well, I think we're continuing to look at what the options are out there. The thing that we wanted to make sure that we did is we wanted to get younger and more athletic, and I think the guys that we're bringing in give us that opportunity, and then, you know, we'll see what happens once we get a chance to get them out on the field and actually see what they can do.
What do you think about having the toys of having Vaughn Miller on one side, Elvis on another, or maybe even overloading a side with the kind of pass rushing talent that those two have?
Well, I get kind of excited about it. I mean, that's a good thing to have. I think both those guys, their best quality is their ability to rush the passer. And so we're going to have to do things to put them in position to do that. And we're going to have to make sure we can, you know, do some things on first and second down to get them in those longer yardage situations and really be able to cut those guys loose.
Broderick and Derek Harvey, both obviously two new guys today, were both first-round draft picks and ended up. What did you guys see in these two guys and maybe how they can maybe revitalize their careers here?
Well, I think both of them were athletic. You know, Broderick has been a strong, powerful guy inside, and Derek has really been kind of the same way playing out at the end position. So I think just having some size and athleticism and some bulk to be able to play the run are two of their top qualities.
When you saw, I mean, obviously this defense was ranked 32nd last year. The running defense was low ranked, if not last. Was that something that appealed to you in a strange way to come in and be a part of the solution to that?
Well, I don't know if that's what appealed to me. I mean, the thing is that, you know, I think in this profession, most people are not afraid of challenges. And the thing that I was looking for the most is I wanted to make sure that I was working with good people. And when we were at New Orleans and went to New Orleans, we came into a team that was 3-13 the year before, and we went to the NFC Championship the next year. So it's not impossible to do, and it's going to take a lot of hard work, but that's what our goals are.
You're with an offensive-minded coach in Sean Payton. I mean, I know a head coach is a head coach, but what is it having a guy with a big defensive background like John Fox as a head guy? How's that been for you?
Well, I think it's great because I think he's trying to do everything he can to help us out, give us a chance to win. I think he's got great ideas and great thoughts, and I think between the coaching staff, the defensive coaching staff, as well as Coach Fox, I mean, I think we'll be able to come up with a good plan every week.
How much leeway does he give you as in terms of?
Hey, you know what? He's given me, you know, total leeway so far, and I wouldn't expect anything different. Although, you know, he's going to have his input and his ideas, and I think we got to just do a good job of blending those things together.
And then on game days, but it'll be you making the calls.
It'll be me making the call on game day. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you upstairs?
I'll be downstairs.
Yeah. Why? What's?
Because I feel like as a defense coordinator, you want to be able to get a feel for your players. You want to be able to see them in the eye and, just get a feel for what's going through their mind and when do you need a pressure, when do you need to pull back the reins a little bit. And so I think that's the best way to do it is to be down on the field.
Were you in the booth in New Orleans?
I was when I was a secondary coach, I was down on the field.
Okay. So you've experienced both.
Yes.
And you like it better.
There's no question I'd rather be on the field. You just got a better feel for the game.
When you say attacking defense, that doesn't necessarily mean, blitzing all the time. How would you describe the attacking portion that you talk about your defense and what you like?
Well, it's partly scheme, but a lot of it is just mentality. I think the only advantage defenses have in football anymore is they have to be feared. So that's the thing that we want to be. We want to be a violent, aggressive defense that plays within the rules. But we're gonna try to hit you as hard as we can. And obviously schematically, we're gonna try to bring pressures in different areas when we get you in those type of down and distances.
It's a lockout rough. Not being able to be hands-on with guys. Listen, assistant coaches.
Anytime we don't get a chance to be with the players, it's rough. You know, this is why we all coach, is to be out here with the players and get a chance to be on the football field, and I'm glad we're getting that opportunity.
Has it been a challenge transitioning the personnel from the 3-4 that they played mostly last year to the 4-3 look that you run and getting the right fits there?
Well, I think the fact that we are coming off a lockout makes it a little more challenging. I mean, we're going through the process right now of really figuring out exactly who we have, exactly what their personalities are, and exactly what positions are going to fit our guys. And it's our job to find out what they can do well and put them in those positions. So whether it's 3-4, 4-3, 4-4, it doesn't really matter. As a coaching staff, we just got to figure out what they can do well and help put them in those positions.
Can you talk about the rookies a little bit? I mean, early on in camp, they've really gotten some meaningful snaps with the first team, almost from top to bottom. How have they handled that so far, in your opinion?
Well, I think they've handled it extremely well. I mean, obviously, it's a huge learning curve for them, and they're learning on the run. But, you don't get a chance to get these reps back. So it's great for them to be out there learning the system. Going against the number one offense, and I've been pleased really with the way all those rookies have been playing.